He dodges the executioner. On Jack Callahan, Fox News. Convicted triple murderer Alan Miller is back in his cell on Alabama's death row at this hour. The state's attempt to execute him called off just a couple of hours ago when the execution team had trouble accessing his veins for a lethal injection as the clock ticked toward the expiration of his death warrant at midnight Central Time. The attempt came just hours after the U.S. Supreme Court had lifted two lower court rulings that had blocked his execution. For a second straight day, the U.S. urging world leaders at the UN to pressure Russia to stop threatening other countries.
At a high-profile United Nations Security Council meeting, Secretary of State Antony Blinken accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of dangerous rhetoric that threatens to escalate the war in Ukraine.
Every council member should send a clear message that these reckless nuclear threats must stop immediately.
The meeting was held during the annual UN General Assembly gathering, bringing many world leaders to the table. Blinken's remarks come as Russia calls up 300,000 reservists to fight in Ukraine.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Voting has begun in four areas of Ukraine held by Russian forces. They are referendums for those areas to become part of Russia. The U.S. says it will not recognize the outcome of those votes. President Biden meeting with Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. at the U.N. on Thursday.
The relationship between the United States and Philippines, to state the obvious, has very deep roots. We've had some rocky times, but the fact is it's a critical, critical relationship from our perspective.
They discuss the Philippines' support of Ukraine and China's influence in the Indo-Pacific region. The U.S. aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, has arrived at a port in South Korea. This ahead of joint military exercises in response to North Korea's weapons testing and its threats of potential nuclear conflict. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Pentagon says it's taking steps to help American service people deal with rising food prices.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered new programs aimed at helping military members who are struggling with rising costs. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
Taking care of our people strengthens our national defense. It's also the right thing to do.
One of those programs means cheaper groceries at base commissaries, where they're going to be able to cut prices by
eliminating the requirement for them to earn a profit margin from higher prices to pay their operating costs.
Secretary Austin also ordered an increase in the basic housing allowance in areas that have seen rent spikes. Till NATO, Fox News.
Tropical storm force winds are lashing Bermuda at this hour as Category 4 Hurricane Fiona passes just to its west. Clashes between Iranian security forces and protesters have reportedly killed at least 9 people since violence erupted over the weekend. The demonstrations in Iran began as an outpouring of anger over the death last week of a young woman held by the country's morality police, allegedly for violating its strictly enforced dress code. Thursday night football, the Cleveland Browns beat their arch rivals, the Pittsburgh Steelers 29-17. A college football fan is accused of going nuclear over her team's fortunes.
The University of Utah student is charged with terroristic threatening. Police say she threatened to detonate a nuclear reactor that's on the campus if the Utes lost last Saturday's game against San Diego State. The charging documents indicate the unnamed student studied engineering and had knowledge of the university's reactor, but detectives say she told them it was meant as a joke. The university says the reactor was secured and there are protocols in place to prevent a breach. Turns out the game wasn't much of a contest. Utah won 35-7. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.